With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. We've already reached our 20,000 archive listens mark for the month of February, and hopefully within this next day and a half, we can get a lot further. One of the reasons why we are reaching those marks that we're setting is because of you, the listener who keeps on coming back, and our guests. Because you guys advertise along with us advertising for you. Tonight's guest, Mr. Dane Reed, a voiceover production and writing professional. He's a professional voice talent and author of Dana the Procrastinator. This gentleman has so much going for himself that it was hard, but we really do appreciate him tying himself down for this interview on Think Big Radio. Dana Reed, you there?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Big, for having me on.
That's not a problem at all. We're glad that you're able to make it on. Now, should I call you Dane or Dane?
Yes, Dane is fine. Dane is fine.
Okay, great. So
My character's name is Dana on the book, Dana the Procrastinator.
Okay, well, real quick before we even get started, how can people reach you?
There are several ways that people can reach me. They can log on to the website for Dana the Procrastinator, which is www.kidsreid.com. There's a contact section for that. You can also email me at dr, as in doctor, at danereidmedia.com, which is D-A-N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, R-E-I-D, media.com. Or you can call me at 404-822-7107.
So all right, great. So, ways. First of all, before one of the things is that we like for our listeners to know exactly who it is that we're interviewing. So,
okay.
You know, because a name can tell a million things about a person, but we like to hear it from the mouth of the person because they, of course, know themselves better than pretty much anyone else. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about where you're from, things that you've gone through, and, you know, up to where you are today.
I have a story that's similar to a lot of people. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. My parents are originally from Jamaica, and they came here and they worked hard and taught me the ethics of working hard myself. Dreaming and you know, feeling like I can achieve anything, and they support and have supported my dreams and goals because they see how much potential that I had since I was very young. And, you know, of course, going through those important years, you know, I had my problems and got back on track. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia to go to school at Morris Brown College, studied mass media arts, graduated, and I ended up working for the Fulton County School System as an after-school teacher and a substitute teacher, where I did a lot of things. It was one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done just because I got a chance to work with thousands of kids in many different capacities, you know, whether assisting teachers on teaching kids how to read or, you know, dealing with computer programs. I also dealt with handicapped children. I taught a handicapped class where kids also had a variety of different physical and mental disabilities.
Now, Dane, before we carry on a little bit further here, because I've worked around children with challenging disabilities before, what would you say as far as with your normal teaching and then working with them, what was like the difference? I mean, and just, you know, what was going on around you? Can you kind of explain that to our listeners who may not have, I'll say, had the privilege of working with these types of individuals?
It was actually, for me, more rewarding than working with regular education children. And one of the reasons is because these kids had to work 10 times as hard to get one-fifth of what the regular education kids got, but they were willing to work 10 times as hard. They had a passion for just very simple things, being able to type on the computer for some of the children was difficult, and they worked so hard at it. And for me, you know, that was the best year that I spent in the educational system. The regular teacher actually left for a year, and I took over, and it was great. It takes more patience.
Yeah.
It's a lot of repetition. So when you teach them something one day, you may end up teaching them the same exact thing for the next month because it takes a little bit more for it to stick in their mind. You know, so repetition is really, really important when it comes to children with disability. So,
well, you know, we learn so much about our guests when they come on, other than what they just put on paper once they start to, you know, tell them themselves.
Right, yeah, I can understand. Yeah, I mean, you know,
some of the children were also going to, for the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just like, you know, for those of our listeners out there, you know, that's something that you really want to take some time to do out there. If you really want to change, you know, your lives and just know more about the world. On that note, just continue. But for those of out there who are listening, tonight we have Dane Reed on, professional voice talent and author. And this guy is truly not only rewarding to listen to, but a professional in all of the fields that he has chosen to continue his life with. Can you continue, sir?
Yeah, you know, on that topic, it was something that really helped propel me to want to continue in some capacity after I left the school system to give to children in some kind of way. And so while I was working with the school system is when I wrote the story of Dana the Procrastinator. Some of it takes from my own personal experience. I am a procrastinator. I know.
Wait a minute, Dane. Now, do you mean I was a procrastinator?
No. I am a procrastinator. You know, I like to joke about it now and say the difference between me now and me then is that because I'm self-employed, I set my own schedule.
Okay.
But I still procrastinate greatly. And it's not as bad as it used to be, but it still exists. And you know, it's something that I have to work hard for every day. I have to, of course, I can't do it as much as I used to because time really is valuable when you work for yourself. And
yeah.
So I can waste that time. Time is money. Money is food and rent.
You know, wow.
I don't waste as much time. When there are opportunities that present themselves, you got to jump on it. You know?
Right. One of the things that I would really love for people to do is take a look at www.kidsreid.com. That's KIDSREID.com. Because that website, I've never seen, you know. And I've been on the internet a while, and maybe I just haven't been looking in places like that. But as far as for my eyes and what it took for him to put that together, I've never seen anything like it. And it's something that you definitely should take a look at. So what would you say, you know, from, you know, your past experience in working with children in the school system is your passion?
Wow. My passion was definitely to working with the handicapped and the children with different disabilities. But early on when I came in, because I'm a person, you know, I grew up with both my parents, as I explained to you, from and they instilled certain things in me. I came in as a disciplinarian kind of guy, you know, and my passion was to work with young black boys, because, you know, we grow up to be black men who are sometimes, not always, obviously, on the wrong path, you know. And so some of the kids didn't have a male influence. And so my passion in the beginning was to be that man, to walk in without, you know, baggy pants or anything, very well dressed, very well, you know, manicured, to show black boys that you can be more than just a rapper or an NBA player or, you know, something to that effect. And that was when I first came into the system. I was very passionate about that. Over the 5 years that I worked with kids, I was softened after working with children with disabilities, and was less of a disciplinarian with the kids, and less of a, you know, hey, guys, you got to sit down and you got to do this and you got to listen. What I started to understand more was the psychology of children, and the background that these young boys especially were coming from, which shaped and molded their attitude. So
you're kind of saying that one of your passions was that when, you know, you're taking these young black males and showing them these things where they're thinking, you know, their disabilities, you are basically showing them that they were able to create an ability from what they perceived as like negative images or negative things.
That's correct. You know, and some got it. Some of them got it. I actually got into very heated conflict one time with a very strong-minded, very intelligent boy. I mean, you know, it took the assistant principal basically to get us apart from each other, because we were really at each other. But
did you feel like you were in part on the great debaters?
Yes, you know what? I did. With this young man, I did. Very, very smart. But he was, you know, chose kind of more of a negative way to go about things.
Wow.
But the next day he came back to me and said, you know, and he came and shook my hand. I didn't seek it out or anything, and said, Mr. Reed, you know, I was wrong, and, you know, you were right, and, you know, I appreciate you, you know, trying to show me the right way. He was a fifth grade boy.
Wow.
And, he was one of the few kids that I, this is a shame, but he was one of the few kids that I worked with that had a father around. You know, he was raised by his father. And that was one of the big challenges, I think, in working with kids, is that there are no men to help raise these kids. So,
you know, and that's why it's very important for, you know, we as men to be, you know, mentors to other young men and children, even though, you know, they can see we may at points in our lives, depending on what points we are at, where we may have had hard times. But just for them to see someone who's, you know what, this guy is still out here making it and doing it, mm-hmm. and he's not doing negative things. Maybe I should, you know, learn from him because, you know, quick money is, you know, the fastest way to get you locked up, which I think is another form of slavery. You know, nobody wants to be caged and dealing with different things that we weren't, you know, born to deal with.
Correct. Correct. I saw a statistic on ABC News tonight that said 1 in 99 Americans is in jail. 1 in 36 Hispanics are in jail. 1 in 15 African Americans is in jail. So, you know, I've worked hard to do my part to show them that you don't have to be in jail. It comes down to, you know, other factors. I'm only with them for a few hours a day, you know, and then there are other people who have been with them their whole lives and will continue to be with them for several more years. I can only do my part, you know, but I'm willing to do my part. And even after I left the school system, I went back for career days to show, you know, the kids that you can be something else. You can make not easy money, but you can make a good living thinking outside the box and being a professional voiceover talent. Wow, how many black men do that? You know,
you're right.
That's definitely.
I didn't even know that that industry existed until several years ago, and I had never met an African American who was doing it. You know, there was a gentleman where I used to work, and he had a CD with, you know, all of his different funny voices and everything. It was actually his demo to send out to the different companies. And you know, not until recently, you know, and especially in you, the way that you're doing it, you know, shows me that, you know, there are a lot of industries out here that may be out of the box that we're not thinking about that we can, you know, fit into to make a living, you know, and not only that, a very decent living, you
right.
know, for ourselves.
Right.
Now, one of the things that, because, you know, a gentleman as yourself who's, you know, not only doing the things that you do, but been around the teaching industry for so long, we can really talk about many different topics. One of the things that I'd like for you to talk about, and of course you yourself talk about, as I want to talk about as I'm reading here, is how did you come up with the book, Dana the Procrastinator? How did that idea come to you, and, you know, what events surrounded it?
Well, I'm sure that you, you've been to my website and you saw my interview on my website. Like I said in the beginning, I am and was a procrastinator. I picked Dana as a name because it just flowed very well with procrastinator, Dana the Procrastinator. My personal experience with procrastination, what made me first think about this idea was when you go from school to school, each school has an option of whether or not they want to work with you. I worked at a school where I also taught after school, and was considered a great asset to the school, but I was very late often. And it wasn't because I couldn't get there on time. It really was because I am a procrastinator. There are mornings that I would drive up to the school, and I would sit there in my car just listening to the last few minutes of the morning show, you know, things like that. And the school took notice, and they put me on what's called a do not call list.
Wow.
Yeah, that means that, you know, you're not allowed to come back.
We call that a Lonnie.
A Lonnie, okay. Okay, yeah. And so I went to the principal, and I talked to her, and she said, you know, Mr. Reed, you're a great asset around the school, positive influence on the kids. You know, we really need you around here, but, you know, we asked you to be on time, and we can't cut you any more slack. And I said, wow, you know, I was really, you know, thrown by this because I really enjoyed working with the kids at this school in the daytime in particular. And she said, why are you always late? And it caused me to think. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know, you're just kind of just sitting there like, man, why am I late?
Yeah, I really was. I mean, and I thought back to when I was a kid, I lived around the corner. I lived right around the corner. I mean, it was really less than like a 5-minute walk. If they knocked down the building behind my house, I could actually walk out of my back door and straight in, well, not straight, but I'd have to cross the street and then walk into my school. That's how
In fact, we always knew as kids that the people who live right across the street from are the ones that are always late.
That's correct. That's me. And I was always late. I mean, school started, I think, at maybe 8:20 or 8:30. And I was always late for school, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. You know what I'm thinking here? This is real funny to me is that when you live around the corner from the school, you're late as a child, you're saying how you thought back about that. And here it is, you're in that same type of environment, but now
yeah.
you're a teacher. And
right.
late. Wow, that's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, life is funny like that. And that's how I got started, and it's been a habit. I went to high school. I was always 15 minutes late, even though I went to high school an hour away from my house.
Right.
You know, I was still often late. And when I got to college, it wasn't as bad. I was able to, you know, make my own schedule. Freshman year was a little challenging, but it still wasn't as bad throughout the rest of the year. But when I became a professional, you know, it continued. And I got put into this position as a teacher, and I'm like, oh, I'm late all the time. And so they didn't want me to come back to that school. And that prompted me to get started on the story. I mean, it was maybe 2 days later that I thought about it, and I came up with the title. And then maybe a few days later, I started writing a few paragraphs. And the story took me about 4 months to really complete, to edit it, to, you know, just get it just where I wanted it. And still didn't know what I wanted to do with it. My father has a company in New York where he distributes books. He's been doing that for 26 years now, called Dear Books. And so I sent him the story, and he loved it.
Wow.
He loved the story. And so we talked about partnering and publishing the book together, and we had disagreements on how the book should be. When it comes to creative ideas, I'm very particular. And
true, because it's your baby.
Correct. Correct. I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate about the commercials that I produce. You know, I'm very passionate about anything that I write. And this book was, you know, something I was very passionate about. He wanted to do things that were economical and more traditional. And I wanted to do something that was out of the box. And so we put the idea of working together down for a while, and I researched other options, and he came back to me one day and said, look, we need to get that book of Dana the Procrastinator on the shelves. And I was a little resistant towards it, and we started talking a little bit more about it, and we decided, okay, we're going to do it. And he trusted me to manage the project. And, you know, I would send him illustrations that he trusted me in terms of the illustrator. That was one of the things that we originally didn't agree on. And he said, okay, we'll go with your illustrator. the dimensions of the book. He wanted to go by with an 8.5 by 11. I wanted to go with an 11 by 8.5. Just different things that I put into the book that were, you know, that we originally disagreed with. And he said, this is your project. Let me let you, you know, work on this project. And so I did. I sent him, you know, different things dealing with it, and he would approve. And, you know, so we worked, eventually ended up working very well together. And I partnered with my younger brother, who is a producer in New York, and we did the audio book to it, the CD-ROM. And once we got the pictures, I worked with a friend of mine to put together a video. So the video was included in the CD-ROM. And I just drew from talents from a lot of people that are around me to put together project. And when you see the project, you know that this book is different. This book is not like every other book. You know, the colors, the pictures, everything pops out at you. The title pops out at you. You know, Procrastinator. Who's ever done a book for children, black children, about procrastination and time editing?
You're right. I'm gonna tell you, the website is out of this world, and you have to visit it. Can you please let everybody know how they can get in touch with you?
Again, you can log on to the website, which is www.kidsread.com, which is KIDSREID, as in my last name. That was something else that, you know, we thought very hard about, the website. Something that would catch people, just a URL, something that would catch people. You can also email me at dr@danereidmedia.com. That's dr as in doctor, at dr@danereidmedia. Again, like my last name. And you can call me, at 404-822-7107. Also, if you want to place large orders of the book, you can call 866-453-DARE, D-A-R-E. So those are the ways that you can contact me. And I'm friendly, so, you know, if you call me, you know, I'll happily, you know, talk with you.
Now, what are some of, now, even though you have the book and, like, I mean, people, really, please take a look at this website. It's beautiful. That's the best thing that I can say about it. But now with your voiceover talents, because I heard you mention an audio and a video CD-ROM, with the read-along with the book and the website, as your voice talent, who are some of the people that you worked with that, you know, people across the U.S. may be familiar with?
Well, in terms of training me, I actually got training from a guy here in Atlanta named Postman. Postman is really one of the most talented voiceover professionals in the world. I have great influences like Mitch Faulkner, Rodney Salisbury, a lot of these guys. You hear all of the time. Rodney Salisbury does Verizon Wireless commercials. Mitch Faulkner does imaging. I think he's actually the imaging guy for WGCI in Chicago. Rick Party also is a guy who I really like. And so these guys, these are black voiceover people who influence me. In terms of who I've worked with for voiceover talent. Recently, I just finished doing something for Goodyear Tire. I've done stuff for Instant Tax Service. I've done narration for Microsoft early on in my career for Microsoft presentations. I've done things for radio stations, like here in Atlanta. I've regularly appeared on Hot 107.9. I actually just heard my commercial on Hot 107.9 here in Atlanta probably an hour ago. Been on V103. I represent a lot of clubs, and clubs are, you know, a large part of my business, but also represent small businesses. I do the voiceover for people's television commercials also. So while you have a video person, you can call me to be the voiceover person for your product.
So let me ask you, what was the point when one day someone told you that you had a distinct, different voice and that you would possibly be able to make money from it? How did that occur? I mean, what happened? You were walking down the street someday and somebody was like, "Hey, kid, tell me about it."
I always knew that I had a very strong voice. When I was a young kid, when I was 11, 12 years old, I would call a friend's house, a female friend, and her father didn't want me to talk to her because he thought that I was a grown man.
Wow.
Yeah. When I got to college, I was interested in mass media in college because that's what I went to school for, but I wasn't really focused on mass media, but instead I used to use my voice to talk to women mostly, and I knew that women liked it, so that's what it was.
Well, y'all have to say something to them.
Yeah, you know.
That's good. Yeah, you're working the women, huh? That's,
yeah,
that's good.
I mean, I'm a very candid person also.
Yeah. I know when I called you up for the first time, like the first words you said, it was just like, it just came through the phone like, man, you know, who is this guy I'm talking with? You know, it's benching, it was, you know, just deep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after listening anyway to your commercials and the things that you've done, you know, I can see it is, you know, very different, unique, you know, and strong. One of the things that I'd like to ask you is we've got somebody that's coming in on a chat.
Okay.
And they are asking, what are some other things that you will do? That comes from Sunshine. What are some other things that you will do? So I guess they've been following along the interview and they've heard you talk about the children and some of the things that you're doing with your voice. Did you have any other things that you plan that maybe we don't know about that just isn't out yet?
This is the first of a series of books.
Okay.
Is a series dealing with different children with different personality traits. It's really ideal for classrooms. It's really ideal for the series overall. Counselors, if you're a counselor, you should be really interested in this series. Voiceover-wise, sky's the limit. I'll do anything voiceover-wise that is that doesn't disrespect my view of promoting the family, the black family in particular, but the family in general. So if it's a product that is contrary to, you know, Dana's Procrastinator, then it's not a product that I'm going to represent. But I represent clubs. I'm also, you know, because as adults we need to have a good time. But I'm willing to do a lot of things voiceover wise. Sky's the limit, and eventually I do want to write books for adults, but that's a long time in the future.
Yeah, wow.
I hope that answers Sunshine's question.
She's clicking okay and love your voice. It says.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
What would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
Helped me the most in terms of voiceover or in terms of just overall, you know, developing my business?
Overall and business, period, because what most people don't know is that, you know, you're not just someone that wrote a book, someone that has a great voice, but, you know, you're also a business owner that's branding, you know, yourself and your products. So when it came to that, you know, what's the biggest advice you could share? Because a lot of people, they may go into it as an employee, whereas, you know, you're going into it right from the top and making things happen.
Correct. What's the biggest advice that I can give you?
Uh-huh.
Take a good look at everyone who's successful. The people who are successful, like a Donald Trump, Sean Puffy Combs, Oprah Winfrey, these are people who took risks. And these are people who are willing to benefit from the successes and also to go down with the failure. And so I took a risk when I left the school system and decided not to look for another job.
Wow.
Yeah. I took a huge risk. And, you know, in the spirit of being candid, I suffered for it for a very long time. But I was determined that financial freedom for me can only be attained through, you know, me weathering the storm and continuing to take the risk. And so if you want to be in that position, you got to understand that in the beginning it hurts, but in the end, you know, it feels so good, you know, when I get up at 10, 11 o'clock and start my day. But at the same time, there's, you know, times like the other morning, it was 3 o'clock in the morning and I was producing commercials.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, every now and then we have callers that call in just to listen, and it's hard to actually determine who's listening or who wants to ask a question.
Okay.
At this moment, we have a caller from the 843 area code, 241, and I'm going to put that person on the air. If they want to ask you a question, they're going to tell us their name and where they're from. If they're quiet after a couple of seconds, then we know that they just want to listen to the interview.
Okay.
So, caller from the 843 area code, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Natalie, and I'm in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area.
Okay.
Hey, Natalie, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Great. Did you have any questions for our interview tonight, Mr. Dane Reed from Atlanta, Georgia?
You know, I think it's a great interview, and I had to call in and tell you I love your voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Did you hear did you hear the extra sexiness in it, the way he answered?
I did. And I know you hear that all the time, but I really, really think you have a very sexy voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Please definitely support the project, Dana the Procrastinator. If you buy the CD-ROM, you can listen to my voice all the time.
Thank you, and the best of luck, okay?
All right, thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're still going to let you listen to the interview. You don't have to hang up. We're just going to mute you. But if you get a chance to visit his website also, Kids Reed, that's KIDSREID.com, and DaneReedMedia.com. That's DaneReedMedia.com. His name, DaneReedMedia.com. We really appreciate all of the call-ins, and you're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Well, there you go, Dane. We've had somebody that typed in they loved your voice, and then you just heard somebody call in and say they loved your voice.
I definitely appreciate that. If you visit my website at DaneReedMedia.com, I also have voice samples on there. Also, the intro to the DaneReedMedia.com website is also really phenomenal. I just have a great, great web designer who listens to my ideas and he implements them really well. And so if you go to DaneReedMedia.com, you can listen to all the voice samples that I have there and the different things that I have going on. In the future,
both of the sites are put together real well, and we can see that you have taken a lot of time. You are definitely a big thinker, and hopefully we'll get to have you on, you know, in the future when you've done some other things, or, you know, as all of our guests, when you need to market something or something's going on in your area, just send us an email and we'll post it for you on our calendar free of charge.
Yeah. Thank you to thinkbigradio.com. This has been a blessing to be on with you guys and to talk to you about my project, and also just, you know, if I've motivated anybody to take that risk, if I've motivated anybody to give a little bit of extra time to kids, then the time that I've spent here has been worth it. Whether or not I sell, you know, one book, 1,000 books, or no books at all, you know, this has been a blessing, and I hope that I've motivated, you know, some of your listeners.
We hope so too, and of course, your interview will be live for the next 2 or 3 days on all of our different number of sites, and of course, you can download it and share the interview with others. You know, I believe that you may have gotten a lot deeper with us just from how the nature of our interviews are conducted. You know, dealing with the children, how that had changed you a lot, and, you know, I'm just glad that you took time out of your schedule to actually do this for us. Now, we're kind of counting down. We have 3 minutes remaining. If we do get another caller, I'll let them ask a question. But at this point, who would you like to thank?
I'd like to thank ThinkBigRadio.com. Like I said, this has been a great opportunity for me. There have been so many people who have been supportive of the book and who are just in love with the book. I was in New York City recently at 2 conferences where the advanced copies of the book were just, you know, eaten up by teachers and educators there. I'd like to thank them. I'd like to thank Dare Books in New York, which is my father's company, his staff there. They've done a really good job at marketing and all of the preparations that it takes to get this project off of the ground. I'd like to thank Diamond Lounge Creative, who did the illustration on the book. I'd like to thank, you know, my web designer. His company is National Artist Lead, NAL. Has done a really great job of putting together this site, my home site, DaneReedMedia.com. And also, within the next year, you'll also be able to download my voice at my ringtone website. Been developing that project for several years. So, you know, soon, you know, if you like my voice and you want to hear some of the stuff that I have to say, then, you know, you can download them as ringtones. Just there are a whole lot of people that, you know, have contributed, but mostly, you know, I'd like to thank my parents, my family, you know, and God for giving me the talent and the drive to do what I do.
Well, there you go, folks. Dane Reed coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. Definitely a big thinker. Make sure you visit his site. That's the end, conclusion, c'est la vie of our radio show tonight. We're going to end this with one of our affiliates' commercial, Brown Sugar Radio. Think big, everyone, and see you next week.
ThinkBigRadio.com.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Real Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.